in the state budget adopted this spring by state lawmakers and then Governor Andrew Cuomo was an $800 million pool of funding for a small business recovery grant program, which had a goal of helping businesses least able to access private or public assistance during the pandemic. And this included micro businesses, minority-owned businesses, and women-owned businesses, among others. The program got off to a slow start during the first two-plus months of accepting applications, disbursing less than $50 million, or about 6% of the total allocated for this purpose, according to reporting by Cranes New York. A month after that, and at the end of September, following changes to the program's eligibility rules, the state has awarded a total of $190 million to nearly 12,000 businesses. To reflect on the administration of the program and much more, we're checking in with Assembly Small Business Committee Chair Al Sterpy, a Syracuse area Democrat. Welcome back to the show, Assemblyman.
Thank you.
So about a quarter of this money has been awarded after 3.5 months. What do you think of that figure?
Well, obviously, it's way too slow. I know that there were a lot of problems early on. And, you know, the communication part of it, getting out to businesses to make everyone aware. I mean, I think there was a lot of confusion originally. A lot of businesses thought this was the same thing as the PPP federal program and thought, well, I'd already applied for that and gotten something, so I can't apply for this. But that wasn't the case. But I think after Governor Hochul took office, she really prioritized getting money out in this and some of the other programs where the state had been sitting on lots of federal money. So it has improved quite a bit. I would say that if you look at the original intent of this program, was sort of to fill in the gaps of what had happened in some of the federal programs, mm-hmm. where a lot of larger businesses, more sophisticated, were easily able to take advantage of all the funding that was available, and the small businesses and what we targeted, which were micro businesses, sort of were left out and ended up with nothing. So this was originally set up to make sure that those businesses in particular were given more than equal chance of getting some help. And I think if you look at the numbers, we've accomplished pretty much what we set out to do, because 99% of the applications have come from micro businesses, and over 99% of the awards have gone to micro businesses. I think 187 million out of 190 million were awarded to micro businesses. So that has accomplished its intent. The only problem, again, is that not enough funding has gone out, and we really need to accelerate that.
Well, speaking of intent, in August, Governor Hochul tweaked the program, as you referenced, enabling businesses with annual revenue of up to $2.5 million to apply for help, which was up from $500,000, and increased the amount of money that people could receive if they had gotten PPP money previously. These changes expanded the pool of eligible businesses and ensured that businesses who had gotten federal assistance could get even more assistance. So aren't those changes, while they've had the effect of increasing distribution, don't they run contrary to the intent of the program, considering that they're helping bigger businesses and businesses that already received federal help?
Well, the reality is the money has been going out so slowly, they really wanted to look for ways to increase the number of businesses that would apply. Now, only 1,200 businesses out of, I don't know how many, 38,000, were greater than micro, were bigger businesses that have applied since they changed the rules. Mm-hmm. So it hasn't really been a big rush of larger businesses in here. But, the fact, we did get a little bit of pushback from some of the organizations that, try to help micro businesses, but there is a lot of money available. And we're still working very hard. I had a conference call with some of my colleagues last Thursday. We're looking for some e-flyers and any other kind of advertising that we as assembly people can send out to businesses in our district to make them aware that even if they had received money from previous programs, they can still get money in this program, and try to, you know, make sure they know the change in rules and things like that. So if everybody pitches in, hopefully we'll accelerate the payouts and we'll get to fully utilize the whole grant program.
Well, in terms of outreach, I know the state spent about $10 million or is in the process of still spending $10 million on technical assistance partners throughout the state, and they set up a call center to field questions, and you just talked about the outreach that members are going to do in their districts. Is there anything else that the state should have done that they didn't do, or to the degree of which they did things that should have been amplified early on in the process in order to get money out the door quicker than we saw?
You know, I don't know what the answer to that question is. You know, we don't know if there were enough resources put into, you know, going through the applications and reaching back out when applications were incomplete. Because if you notice in the report, there were 38,749 applications that were complete out of 104,000
exactly
that had been started.
Yeah.
So we know that there's information. And one of the things I want to say, at the end of this month, the Assembly, the Senate, and the executive branch staffs are going to sit down. We're going to look at what are some of the reasons that people either aren't completing their applications or being disqualified, and seeing if we once again can expand the program and change the criteria so more businesses can be eligible for this. It's hard. I mean, I haven't gone through the process myself, and I know the technical assistance people have been doing a really good job, and they'll make as many as 30 return calls to businesses, you know, trying to help them get through this process and making sure that they get everything they need. Now, if you tell me that you're going to need 30 calls to get through it, there might be some things in there that are making it a little difficult, and maybe let's identify those items and maybe we can eliminate some of those things. So that's, you know, something that's coming up. I mean, we had made the request to increase the revenue that a business could generate, and thankfully, you know, Governor Hochul and some of the ESD staff had heard that, and they decided to do that. But I'm sure there's going to be other things we can do. But so far, you know, we have helped thousands of businesses, and I think the people that have gone through the process and applied and gotten their funding are very grateful and think it's a good program.
In case you're just joining us, you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and we're talking with Assembly Small Business Committee Chair Al Sturpe about the state's administration of an $800 million small business grant fund. If you have those discussions with the Senate and the executive branch and they're not super fruitful, do you have any expectations or plans to maybe conduct a hearing or pass additional legislation, say in early January when the legislature returns dealing with the administration of this program? Or at this point, are you not really considering that negative outcome, considering we have a new administration that sounds like you've been, at least for now, encouraged by their response to this program?
Well, I mean, certainly in the fall is the time when we hold most of our hearings, and this is one of the subjects that, you know, I would be interested in doing, trying to find out the success of the program, talking to businesses that have applied and received it, to businesses that applied and didn't receive it, and find out what the differences were. You know, I know that not-for-profits really, I mean, there's another $40 million that we had set aside for not-for-profits. I don't know if that was enough. Maybe $800 million was too much for businesses because, you know, the federal government had put out quite a bit of money in their PPP program. I don't know what the issue is. I know there are other types of organizations, you know, VFWs, American Legions, that have asked if we could help them because they were shut down for such a long time. And we've had other organizations, you know, for contractors and stuff, the Parade of Homes organization, they were shut down for over a year, and they had to lay everybody off. But because of, I don't know, their 501c6 or something like that, they don't qualify for anything. So in the end, if there is money left over, I would imagine there are other types of organizations that we haven't been able to help because of how the regulations and requirements were first constructed that we might start loosening in order to bring more people in.
Well, speaking of eligibility, one of the rules that I was struck by was the fact that a business, in order to be eligible, needs to have shown a gross revenue loss of at least 25% from 2019 to 2020, which obviously excludes businesses that maybe broke even or were in that 0 to 25% loss range. Is that something you think is worth revisiting? Because I have to imagine there are businesses that might have seen their revenues change, but also saw their long-term futures potentially really negatively impacted by the pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty heartbreaking if you've lost 23% and you don't qualify. But there are other situations that go on, too. And I was contacted by the New York State Association of Architects, and they said, you know, the way our business runs, all of our payments and all this stuff is delayed quite a bit. So even though the pandemic started in March, it didn't really affect our business until July or so. And so that's hurting them qualify. And they're saying, why can't we just take a 12-month period, say July of 2021 or 2020 until the end of June of 2021 and look at the amount of loss there? So, you know, that's another possibility of what we might do. But you're right. I mean, we've been called. It's very hard to construct these programs to take into account every possible situation that a business might come in. You know, I feel terrible for those businesses that started in January or February of 2020. They don't qualify because they don't have a 2019
right.
You know, income statement to compare against. And, you know, I don't know what to tell them. Perhaps they're another group that somehow we can figure out a way to get them something. So there's certainly, you know, no shortage of possibilities of what we might be able to do. It's just being able to do them and still, you know, protect the taxpayer against any fraud or anything like that. That's going to be the challenge that we go forward with.
Well, we've been speaking with Assembly Small Business Committee Chair Al Sterpy. He's a Syracuse area Democrat. Assembly member, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Sure, anytime.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.